Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
We are all set to go with hour number two. Thank you so much, those that tuned in and watched us on Facebook Live, hour number one. We are back. It is 6 minutes after, toward the end of the hour, to start talking about all the places they were considering for garden tours coming up in 2020. Mentioned Ireland, South Africa, Southern Italy, and New Zealand. And then, of course, at the end of the hour, our good friend Sue chimed in and said, what about Japan or China?
Now, because we had talked about that before,
yes.
And it's possible that we'll be going to China and Japan next year. And we have a meeting tomorrow morning to discuss whether or not that's going to be feasible.
That would be 2019.
Yeah, that'll be probably next fall, so it'd be fall of 2019.
So, Sue, that is still under consideration.
Right.
The rest of you, though, chime in. Places that you want to go, maybe some gardens that you want to see that you haven't seen. We are up for any suggestions or ideas, John at GardenAmerica.com. Facebook Live, because obviously Facebook keeps track of everything, previous shows, videos, and your comments and questions as well.
Now, my brother Dave said we need to get the band back together again and put Southern Italy in all capitals.
He wants to go to Southern Italy.
So I think that vote counts more than just if you're using lowercase letters.
So capital letters is capital more of an impact.
Letters count, definitely counts more.
Now, what would the itinerary be, Southern Italy, John, roughly speaking?
We'd go to Pompeii.
All right.
And we'd go to the Amalfi Coast, which should
beautiful.
Be phenomenal.
Wow.
Right? And we would cover, I'm trying to think of what the islands were. I think possibly Capri, the Isle of Capri.
Okay.
And it would definitely be an experience.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're almost talking me into that right now.
Yeah, it would be fun. And the I'm not sure the time of year for that trip, but I imagine that it would be early spring, but I could be wrong. Maybe
so, Tiger,
we'll do a fall trip.
Why don't you put up a map of these different places on our Facebook page? Put Southern Italy, put Ireland up there.
Just I'll find put the itineraries also.
Find a random picture. From these various locations.
With the little red line on where you are
where
each day.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll just figure
a
it out
GPS.
Right now.
So that is a lot to ponder, and boy, any place we pick, it's going to be a great time.
You know, again, New Zealand would probably be the most difficult one to do, but I still have never been anywhere in the world as beautiful as New Zealand.
That's what they say.
It's just like, I've said this
another
many
world,
times.
Another world, another world.
It's like you landscaped the entire country.
better than Old Zealand? Really?
Yeah, that Old Zealand was pretty good.
There is an Old Zealand, you know that.
Zealanders.
Right. Kiwis. They're called Kiwis. You know, and I think I told you this story before, but when I took my daughter went to school her senior year in New Zealand, and I took her down there.
You flew down there.
Yeah, I flew down with her to meet the family she was staying with, and all that. And the people there were so nice that, you know, before, I think I spent a week with her, and we did a little touring before I dropped her off, and she stayed with her host family. And we were in a store getting postcards and, you know, spinning the rack, looking at postcards, and I was talking to my daughter, and somebody came up to us and said, excuse me, but I heard you talking, and where are you from? Because she heard our American accents, I guess. And I said, oh, we're from California. And they were really nice and started a whole conversation and then said, would you like to come over for dinner tonight?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, just two strangers.
So you did?
No, I didn't because we were on a schedule. We were going places, but that was really nice.
That's very nice.
And then Australia, I've only been there to stop in the airport. I've never visited Australia, but I had asked friends who had been to Australia. I told them my experience in New Zealand. And I said, are the people just as nice in Australia? And they said, oh, no, not nearly. And I said, well, why is that? They're so close together. And they go, well, New Zealand was found by missionaries. Australia was found by criminals.
Criminals. It's true, yeah. I get that. You know, Australia, though, there's too many insects and weird bugs and animals that I don't know that I could deal with.
New Zealand has no native animals. Mammals, I should say. No mammals are native to the entire island.
Wow.
Only birds.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kiwis are still alive and kicking?
Not. They're pretty much extinct because mammals have been imported like rats.
So they've got predators?
So the kiwis are on some of the islands that they don't allow people to go to.
Yeah, for good reason.
To try to protect them.
Yeah.
But a lot of interesting things. And I've never been to the South Island in New Zealand, which is where they filmed Lord of the Rings, which would be really cool to see. They have fjords, Brian.
Fjords?
Yep.
You got to love a good fjord.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, Alaska is out, but we're looking forward to different countries.
Yeah, so this sounds good.
Because we listen to our listeners. You know, I think people say that a lot, you know, backed by popular demand, or we listen to you. And, you know, for the most part in the media, for commercials and so on and so forth, that's not always the case. But in this case, we actually are. We want to know where you want to go, what you want to do, because we like hanging out with you. Why? Because we love you. Is that Mickey Mouse show?
Yeah, it was, like, wasn't it?
Yeah, MickeyMouse.
Yeah, it was the why at the end. Why?
Because we love you.
That's right.
All right, what else is on the docket, John? Any emails?
Oh, I don't know. I'll check.
Okay.
While you and Tiger are kibitzing.
Me and Tiger kibitzing.
I was going to mention, since the Rose auction and the Rose event is down here in Mission Valley, and there are roses up for auction and for sale there, that at the nursery, if people go by the nursery since they're going to be in the area, we are having our fall sale of 2-for-1 roses at the nursery. So if you miss out on any roses at the auction,
go to Mission Hills Nursery.
Go to Mission Hills Nursery and you can pick up a couple roses.
How much are your roses?
I think the standard retail is either $24.99 or $29.99 right now. So it'd be $15.
So you got it in a two. You said 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Got to move inventory.
We brought over a bunch of roses, and we started the auction bidding at $15.
Yeah.
You could get your $15, and we keep the rest.
There you go.
Well, now, John,
let me know.
Now, John, you always set the price or the beginning bid, and I imagine you do that based upon, obviously, the popularity of the rose, the importance of the rose, things
no,
like
actually,
that.
No, actually, it's depends on acquisition cost.
Okay. That makes more sense.
You know, because some of the roses are donated, some are
we have to buy
purchased,
yeah,
and it just depends. The main purpose of the auction is to save genetics of roses in danger of extinction, but any profits we get from the auction go into procuring roses for the following year's auction and redistributing some of those.
You know what we could have done had we thought about it ahead of time? We could have got a tripod, set this up, and do the whole thing on Facebook Live.
Oh, now you tell us.
Right, Tiger? We could have done that. We could have done that. Mm-hmm. Maybe next year.
Next year.
Yeah, we just get a tripod, set it up, and let it run. People can tune in and out. And no matter where you live, you see what's going on. So we'll do that for next year.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are in charge of that because I have too much to think
I should have thought of that before.
But one of the things we were able to do, I forget if we've talked about this on air before, but we were notified from a garden in Hungary in Budapest, the Buda Tatenei Rose Garden, that they wanted our help because they had a lot of roses in danger of extinction. I think 40 or 50 of the roses in that garden, they have the last one left in the world. And so they wanted to get roses to us to help distribute them. Mm-hmm. But you can't bring roses from Hungary into the U.S. So right now we have someone in France attempting to help us do that. And hopefully we can get some of those over here next year.
Why does that sound sneaky to me, the way you said that? Yeah, they don't allow, but we got people in France that are working on it. Just don't you worry about
well,
it.
Well, you can bring roses in from France. So the Buda Tatenei Rose Garden is sending cuttings to France.
Gotcha.
They're rooting them in France. They'll grow them there. And
we know how easy it is from, you know, roses from France to, you know, to Mexico to get back into the United States.
Yeah, that's not easy.
I say easy sarcastically.
Right. We had trouble with that. But anyway, hopefully we'll be able to get more of these. But because of the auctions that we've had, we were able to donate 150,000 HUFs to that garden.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So
that'll help them because they're a public rose garden. They don't have many funds.
So you can send roses from the United States to Hungary?
No.
Oh, you can't. So how are we helping them again?
I said we donated 150,000 HUFs.
Okay.
Which
HUFs.
Is Hungarian Florentines.
Okay.
I think. If I'm not
I like
mistaken.
That little disclaimer, I think.
That sounds a lot better than $550.
It does. It does. Okay, I've got to take a break. We want to hear from you. What's on your mind? 855-424-9825. John@gardenamerica.com. Winter planting, fall planting. We've been talking about that for a couple of weeks. This is the time of the year. Want to talk about a possible destination for a garden tour? Let us know on Facebook or email john@gardenamerica.com. We continue on Biz Talk Radio because we love everybody at Biz Talk Radio. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Everything is coming up roses in San Diego from October 25th to 29th. Lance Walheim here, and I'm honored to be the keynote speaker at the National Convention of the American Rose Society. BioAdvance and Heirloom Roses will be co-sponsoring the 18th annual Save the Roses auction, along with the Rose Show, speakers, and festivities of the American Rose Society. So join me at the San Diego Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, and go to GardenAmerica.com and check the homepage for links to registration and event schedule.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com. Promo code radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or john@gardenamerica.com.
And, of course, besides johnandgardenamerica.com and that phone number, which is 855-424-9825, Facebook Live, and if you look at our Facebook page, I just took a picture of myself just for my own personal reasons. So far in our poll, Southern Italy, 60%, Ireland, 20%, New Zealand, 20%. And I thought, wasn't Southern Italy tied with the poll? This poll changes dramatically quickly.
Yeah.
So how do people, how can they, if they're on watching on Facebook, how can they see the poll?
So if you're watching on our Facebook Live feed, just take your cursor and scroll over the actual video screen. A little purple dot with a graph-looking lines will pop up. Click on that. And then all you have to do is click on your choice, whatever, whether it's South Africa, Southern Italy, Ireland, or New Zealand. Just click on that, and then it'll automatically put your vote. And then when you vote, you'll see your selection is blue, while everyone else's is green.
And we should mention South Africa, 0.000%. But that's okay.
Yeah.
So Southern Italy seems to be in the lead right now.
Yep.
If you had a horse named Southern Italy, rounding the last turn, it's Southern Italy. Italy. So there you go.
Oh my goodness.
And then again, for people who are wondering about Japan and China, we'll probably within a week have a good idea whether we're going to go there next year. That'll be in the fall of 2019. The tours we were just talking about were for 2020.
And we're actually going to see
2020.
The gentleman helping to organize this ping tomorrow with the rose auction.
That's right. Got a lot to do.
Boy, there's a lot going on next 24 hours. I don't know how you do it, John.
Volume, Brian.
All that volume. all that in a radio show, too. So what is on your mind? 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, Facebook Live as we continue our poll question as far as where do you want to go in 2020?
Tiger, you mentioned that you were having sales at your nursery.
Yeah.
And it's probably for room mainly, right?
Correct, yeah, because we do Christmas trees and we only have so much space.
Yeah. But you also have a landscape business, and what are your customers having done to their yards this time of year?
Yeah, so during this time of year, there's a couple things going on. Number one, it's their fall color planting. So for as we mentioned, in Southern California, the gardening never ends. So just this week, we've put in flowers like snapdragons, pansies, some mums because people like to have them during this time of year. But a lot of the fall color, you know, that go into those small beds just for kind of enhanced gardens. But
are pansies the most popular?
I would say the most popular are pansies.
Pansies?
Yeah. Yeah. But also this week, I installed three de definite landscapes. So, again, this is a great time of year to plant shrubs, trees, your just general overall yard stuff, because as we get into the fall, it's cooler. Hopefully we get some rain in the near future. That I installed a beautiful landscape with a combination of pygmy date palms, Dianella, daylilies, some lantana, and there were some birds of paradise. And then we installed another landscape with just straight boxwoods. It was a real formal hedge garden, and she wanted to outline her yard with boxwood, so we installed some boxwood. And then the last one, what was it? And some big trees, some crepe myrtles, Lagostromia crepe myrtle trees, some nice standard trees, not the bush where you get the multi-trunk, but standard trees went in for some people as well.
Okay, as you drive down the 163 here in San Diego, especially heading south into downtown, one of the very few places in San Diego where you actually see the trees turning color, you see reds, you see yellows.
It's coming through that nice area of the 163 where it's all the sycamore trees.
Sycamore. So how many species of trees do we have in San Diego where you could actually see fall colors? Because if I was going to be landscaping, I'd say, Tiger, I want some of those in my yard.
It's 73.
73, see?
Well, you got the sycamore, which is a California native. I don't particularly find that to be a pretty tree. In the Midwest, it's a pretty tree because it's deep green. They get large. They grow in the Midwest, right? Yeah.
They're different species.
It's different species.
Different species of a sycamore, right?
Yeah, they all grow here, but we usually have California sycamores.
Right.
Where back east, they have the London plane tree.
Right.
Different.
So people that are listening, and we talk about sycamore, it's usually not the same looking tree. And so that's why I say they don't always look as pretty here. We have the liquid amber. I forget the common name for liquid amber. I just know it as liquid amber.
Sweet gum.
Sweet gum. Mm-hmm. And that one changes colors in the fall. You got different varieties actually have different colors too. Mm. You can buy one called Festival, which is a combination of the yellows and reds and oranges. There's Burgundy, which just goes red. So from green to red.
That'd be nice.
And then falls off. There's also one that's just yellow and green. Can't remember the name on that one. I think that's just the standard liquid amber. That's a good one. And then let's see, kind of fall color-ish is our red buds. So red bud trees, the Cirsus. There's a red foliaged one, which goes from red foliage to kind of a yellowy or brown, and then the green one goes from green to yellow to brown as well. So I don't know. I think.
Ginkgos turn a nice golden yellow.
About a dozen varieties, give or take.
Yeah. Common varieties. Like John's mentioned, there's a lot, but like you're saying, ones that you actually notice.
We actually know it exactly. Yeah. In October, you actually see it happen.
And I would say the most common is probably liquid amber.
A little more common a little further north, but Chinese pistache are really pretty in the fall. They turn up just a brilliant red color.
Kathy mentioned Japanese maple, and that will do a fall transition as well, but
Southern California, they change in June.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They change from green to brown.
Yeah, exactly.
And then drop their leaves.
So, in a funny note on the Japanese maple, for those of you that live in Southern California and want to grow them, one of the hardest things with that is the salts in our water. So, if you can combat that with rainwater, if you have a rain harvesting tank, a barrel, or something like that, and use that to water your Japanese maple, you'll get a much better looking Japanese maple through the whole year.
They don't like acidic, do they?
You know, there's just so many chemicals in our water.
No, they actually prefer acidic.
Do they do on the scale more acidic than?
Okay. And our soils are at real alkaline.
Yeah, okay. And again, there's just so many chemicals in our water that they don't like that. And so a lot of people will love a Japanese maple, and they do grow here, but they don't look good, as John mentioned, because I think a lot of it comes to we use our city water to water them, and they don't like that.
Yeah, you know, you want to find out how much chemicals are in your water. Just start an aquarium and clean that after about a week, and you'll see all the calcified deposits and things you have to scrape off. And that's what we're putting in our system if you drink tap water, and that's what your plants are getting if you water from the hose.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Huh. Another what? Already?
Already, just like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Break time.
I think I took up all the talking that time.
So hopefully, if you take your mouse and put it toward the right-hand side of the page here on Facebook Live, real slow, top right-hand side, that little purple dot shows up, and you can take part in our poll. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Ireland, southern Italy, South Africa? And what else did I leave out?
New Zealand.
There you go. Okay, Tiger, Brian, John, taking a break. Coming right back.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Happening is Garden America right now. That's what's happening at 35 minutes after the hour. And we so appreciate you tuning in, being right there, supporting the show after all these years. Whether you're a new listener, new viewer, or been with us for a long time, we do want to thank you. You can reach us toll-free at 855-424-9825 if you prefer a conversation. john@gardenamerica.com or Facebook Live for those watching right now, or perhaps you've got us on in the background. Take your mouse, scroll it to the top right-hand side of the page. You'll see a little purple dot show up there. You can take a poll as far as where you might want to go in 2020.
We have a question from Lenore, one of our listeners, that asked about the Japanese maple issue that we were talking about.
Turning colors?
Yeah, turning colors. But she says, would bottled water help my small in-pot Japanese maple?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would say so.
Kind of expensive, you think?
He's going to say an easier way is to take your tap water and just let it sit in a bucket for a day or two. And
that won't get rid of the salts, though. It'll just get rid of the chlorine.
It'll kind of distill the water a little bit, take out some of the chemicals.
You don't think that'll
be good enough, though?
No. If anything, it makes the chemicals more concentrated because the water evaporates.
Because it's sitting there, and that's what's left.
Yeah. Right?
It's like what floats to the top when you're done.
Yeah, the solids that are dissolved in the water don't evaporate, but the gases do. So,
you know, if you've got little potted plants in your house, I think buying bottled water is great. You know, if you want to keep it pure.
And they do have, you can use reverse osmosis water,
mm-hmm.
which
sure.
is good. Or if you've got a Brita water filter or something like that.
That'll work.
That would help. And if you use a little bit of acid fertilizer combined with gypsum, gypsum will neutralize some of the salts. The acid fertilizer will help. But in Southern California, you're just going to be fighting it all the time.
It's terrible.
Lenore might actually have a better go of it taking care of that plant in a container like she's talking about than here in the ground.
Ah, yeah.
But you know what's amazing is that in the spring they come out and they look beautiful.
Well, and you know, when I was up north in Stockton, California, which is central California-ish, they do wonderful up there. I mean, they get more rain than we do down here a little bit, but they do wonderful up there. So it's, you know, a very small region that they don't.
Yeah, it's a combination of the salts in the soil plus the heat.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't really like the heat. You know, Fallbrook is the avocado capital of the country. But if you drive through Fallbrook this time of year, every single avocado tree has burned leaves
right.
around the edges from the salt in the soil.
Mm.
Then we get the winter rains, washes the salts out, mm-hmm. and then the new leaves come out in the spring, and they're fine.
You know, it's funny. If anybody's been through Fallbrook where they're growing avocados, it is amazing because they grow them on the sides of cliffs. And I'm like, this is an orchard. Somebody has to go and pick this. Somebody has to actually,
wait for an earthquake and it shakes the trees. They just roll downhill. You just pick them up at the bottom.
Now, that's one of the fruits that you have to put in a paper bag, right, John? When you pick them, they ripen in a paper bag in a dark closet or something.
Well, you could ripen them quicker that way, but you can just set out an avocado and it ripens.
You don't want to ripen them quicker. You'll miss it.
And don't you put an apple inside there with it?
Banana? Yeah, the banana gives off gas, and that's supposed to ripen your fruit quicker.
Ethylene or whatever it is?
Apples do too, yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, apples more so.
Oh, I thought bananas were the most.
Banana will work, but
usually
I think
put apples with your bananas,
and then they're just gone
to get them to ripen.
Hey, so there's some comments going on our Facebook Live that Dana had mentioned that she couldn't vote on her iPad, but then Tony Pepper wrote that on a mobile device, tap on the circle directly to the right of the comments window. And that's the way you can vote if you're trying to vote for where you would like to go
right.
in 2020.
So, Tony, if you want to go with us, Tony's a world traveler. Tony, why don't you take that poll as well? South Africa, Southern Italy, Ireland, or New Zealand?
Yeah.
I think Tony's been...
all those places?
He's been in New Zealand. He likes to dive. He's a diver.
Nice.
So, there you go.
You know, one of the things Kathy had mentioned regarding water, and this goes for water with everyone, is when they have private water, when they have wells, because she had mentioned she's in rural Northern California with private water. When you have a well, you know, that well water is different during different times of
the
year.
Yeah.
So during the, you know, after the winter when you've gotten some rain, the well water is usually really good. You know, it depends on your water table, but, you know, it's solid, good water. As that well level drops, and as John just mentioned, the things in the water become concentrated as it sits over time mm-hmm. and settles and, you know, becomes more concentrated. In the summer, you can have more minerals. You can have more salts in that well water that you kind mm-hmm. of got to be careful of as you water in the summertime.
So there you go. John, anything at john@gardenamerica.com we should know of?
No.
Oh, well. I remember one time back in the old days when your Gmail or your Garden America account was just burning up.
Yeah, we try to discourage that, especially now that we have Facebook and you can comment.
Yeah, right there on Facebook Live.
Hey, to give an update on our poll, though, it's almost even across the board now.
Wait a second, really?
Yeah. Italy has 38%, Ireland has 31%, and New Zealand has 31%.
And South Africa still zero.
I think nobody even felt sorry for it.
Okay, we're not going to South Africa.
I think we've just eliminated one of our possible destinations.
You think?
Okay, so 38% Southern Italy, 31% Ireland, 31% New Zealand. Okay, all right. Wow, this is actually a weird. You know what? Whatever you decide, we're good with it. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if it comes out equal, we have to go to all three.
Do a coin flip?
I'd be exhausted.
Well, maybe we could each take a different place.
Yes, we get three different.
I go to Italy, Tiger goes to New Zealand, you go to Ireland.
I'll go to Ireland.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's how you do that. That is on our Facebook page right now. And again, for the mobile device users, just take Tony Pepper's suggestion.
You know, we were talking earlier, Tiger, about the trees that change color in the fall and people planting those. Back in cold countries, you know, where it really
does.
Well, like Colorado, it's you know, they had snow 2 weeks ago. They don't have evergreen trees unless it's a conifer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no trees, broadleaf trees that are evergreens.
No podocarpus, no.
Yeah, no ficus trees.
No.
And, you know, magnolias, no. Things like that. Oaks are all deciduous, no evergreen oaks. So we have a big choice there, too, where our mm-hmm. leaves don't. That's where we don't see as big a color change here is because
right.
a lot of our trees are evergreen.
Evergreen.
Where there it's either a conifer or a deciduous tree. That's it.
And speaking of trees, for those of you that are going to be tuning in with us next weekend, our guest next weekend is going to be Dr. Rowden with the Audubon Society. And we had Dr. Rowden on before to discuss birds and the Audubon Society. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to talk about tree selection and trees that are benefiting the bird population, what people have to consider when trimming trees and things like that. So,
hey, Terry's got a question on Facebook, Tiger.
What's it say?
Let's see. You know what? A little awkward for me to turn around here.
Okay, I got it.
She says, I'm back. Go ahead.
Bromeliad person in Alexandria, Virginia. The huge flower in one of my plants is drying out. What happens next? Another flower or is it going to die?
Boy,
or is this one going to die?
We need to know what's going on.
No.
It's
the end. Yeah.
That's it, huh?
So, no, it's not the end of the plant. So, you know, Terry, your bromeliad, the flower is just like any other flower, and it's spent and it's done, but it will rebloom.
But not from that main plant. That main plant withers away, and they're called pups. Smaller plants will come from the side. Sometimes people call them suckers, but pups is the usual term. And those will end up reblooming.
But the one she's talking about withers away.
The central one, but don't cut that off or anything. Just leave it until it turns completely brown, because it can still photosynthesize and produce food for the new plants that are coming up.
And the foliage of that, you know, you don't just kind of toss that even after the fact, because that foliage of that old flower spike area, that sticks around for a very long time. It's nowhere near done compared to what, you know, the rest of the plant will do. As John mentioned, you'll get pups, it'll regrow, you'll get a new flower spike, everything will be good, and then that foliage will eventually fade away and die off itself, but you by no means have to trim it off or cut it off or anything of that nature. It'll do it itself. They're really amazing.
Right.
These are very quick segments. We have one more segment till we say bye-bye to this show for this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. At 855-424-9825, want to give us a call, Facebook Live, and also John at GardenAmerica.com. Continue to take that poll, which is on our Facebook page. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. Thank you for joining us. We're going to step aside. We are coming right back.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info. Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment. We are here back on Facebook Live. And also, I want to remind those who are listening or streaming via BizTalk Radio living in the Southern California area, first hour heard live here in San Diego, AM 1240, and then the replay up in Los Angeles and most of Southern California on AM 740. And, of course, thanks to the good folks at BizTalk Radio, this is where the program originates, and it goes out from there. So thank you, the good folks. We do appreciate it.
Yeah,
and we thank Zach for doing a good job this morning.
Yeah, everything's been going really smoothly and nice, and Facebook feed has been going. We've got our poll running. We're where we want to take the trip in 2020. We got the Rose Auction happening tomorrow.
Wow.
We've got the fall sale happening at the nursery.
Right, that's Mission Hills Nursery.
We've got just wonderful, wonderful stuff. You know,
a lot happening.
Fall is a great time.
I love it. I love it when unlike most people, I like it when it gets dark early. Only problem is you do get tired earlier because you think it's 10 o'clock and it's only 7:30.
And you always go to bed at 8.
I'm a 9 o'clock guy.
Are you?
9 o'clock guy. So I get up at 4.
I was working up in Lake Elsinore area this week, and it was hot up there. It was in the high 80s.
I can imagine.
It was in the high 80s, maybe into the 90s. And I've never noticed the phenomenon that – not phenomenon, but the idea that we had mentioned before, and John specifically, that – even when it gets hot this time of year, plants don't require as much water as in the summertime because there's less daylight hours. And we had planted a new landscape up there, and it was hot, and we watered it when we planted it. I had to go back the next day expecting to have to water it again. And I had planted
because of the heat.
Yeah, tender plants like ajuga, some convolvulus. What else was I expecting? The daylilies, I was expecting to see some wilting going on because it was hot. Everything was fine the next day. And it was in the next day, it was into the 88,
less sunlight and maybe more shadows.
Yeah.
Depending upon
just shorter days is what does that. I mean, there's just not as much time for the sun to
take away that water.
Right.
So, really cut back on the water, even if it's in a warm area. Because the other thing that I notice happening this time of year is people are overwatering their landscape. So, a lot of plants are starting to rot out, die because of overwatering as well.
All right. Any questions from any of our sources?
Yes.
Okay.
The one from Michelle?
No.
No?
Me? I have to reload, though, so I'm...
Hi, Guy. This is Michelle from Reading. I have a question about mini eggplants. I grew two mini eggplants from seed from a plant that grew in my outdoor vegetable garden last spring. The original plant was one I purchased from Home Depot, and I saved the seedling after the original plant died out last winter. Can you grow them successfully inside? I have a big pot I can put them in, but know they need plenty of sun. You're not going to be really successful with fruiting eggplants indoors, but if you wanted to keep the plant indoors over the winter, if you put it out during the day and then bring it in the evening if you're going to have a frost, that would be the way to get it through the winter, and then you'd get your fruit as soon as you could plant it outside or move the pot outside in the spring.
That's some eggplant dedication right there, if you're going to do that.
Eggplant dedication.
Well, it's a mini eggplant.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she's talking about a dwarf plant or small fruit, because they have those. Have you seen the Thai eggplant?
No.
They're little round balls.
Uh-huh.
Almost like giant peas.
I was going to say, you made the size of almost like a quarter.
Yeah.
Is that small?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many of those do you have to eat?
Well, they use...
Do they pickle them? What do they do with them?
They use them in cooking, Thai cooking.
Really?
You ever eat Thai food?
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen a small mini eggplant.
I don't ever eat Thai food, so I can't tell you.
Terry had a follow-up question to her bromeliad question, and she says that it's getting large in the pot. Should she plant it in a larger pot to allow for the new pups to develop and grow out?
You know what? If you can take a picture of it and just – you can send it to – you can't post it on Facebook. You can't do that, right? But you can send it to me at john@america.com.
No, john@gardenamerica.com.
john@gardenamerica.com. What did I say?
America.
You said john@america.com.
We're just America.
john@gardenamerica.com.
We're making gardening great again.
Yeah.
Just so that we know for sure, but in general, most bromeliads are epiphytes.
Mm-hmm.
They grow in trees. So they don't have large root systems.
Yeah.
They just need a host to survive.
Yeah, so you just, you know, a small pot's not going to get too wet. It's not going to rot the plant. But some bromeliads are terrestrial, like the silver vase, the Achmea fasciata. That might need a little bit bigger pot, especially since when the plant gets really big, it'll just fall over.
Right.
If it's in too small a pot.
And now, would the same principle happen with bromeliads and some other plants, meaning if you gave it more room, it might focus on, you know, developing roots and not really grow? Or because, like you said, they're terrestrial, they don't really care.
Right. Yeah, they don't care. Okay. Just like an orchid. You know, if you put an orchid in a bigger pot, you don't get
doesn't
a bigger
matter.
Plant.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Usually just rots and dies.
Unless they're my orchids and they just get covered with mealybug.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens inside sometimes. You know,
inside your house?
Yeah, you know that you get bugs in your house sometimes, and it's just funny to me.
But it just certain bugs you expect. That's not a bug I would expect.
Yeah, I expect the gnats.
Like you expect ants and cockroaches, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I hope not.
We had a cockroach in Hawaii in our condo. So the second night we opened up the trash area, and Dennis said, "Whoa!" We got a big cockroach in there. I said, that's okay. When next, you know, the trash gets full, I'll tie it up and I'll throw it out. And which I did. New trash bag. He was still there. So he obviously is living someplace under the cabinets and has found a very nice spot.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, there's trash here. Why should I go anywhere?
Yeah, it's a cockroach.
You could saddle that sucker up and ride him.
I used to I've known my wife for 17 years. I've known her for that long.
Okay.
We've been married
for almost half your life.
Over 10. I used to respond when I used to hear screaming, you know, coming from another room.
Right.
Now I just realize it's just a bug.
Just a bug.
Yeah.
What about spiders?
She hates all bugs. But it's funny because my daughter will love every bug.
If a person could capture on a photo the expression on people's face when they walk into a to a spider's web.
Oh,
the first instant when you go crazy.
Boy, you freak out. You think the spider's
freak
there.
Freak out, because that's got to be great photography if somebody could catch that. All right, well, the music says that we are out of time. Thank you so much if you're in San Diego or coming into San Diego for the Rose Auction tomorrow, even today for that matter. We look forward to seeing you. I want to thank all the good folks at BizTalk Radio. I want to thank Zach for doing a good job, our director and studio coordinator, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, all of you listening and watching. Until next weekend, get Growing America. Take care and be safe.
Listen on the go. Download the BizTalk Radio app, available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. BizTalk Radio. The opinions you hear on BizTalk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, BizTalk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com. This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk.